4:22, it's the DWS News Hour. Urbana's mayor is Diane Marlin, and she's with us here in studio for an update on city happenings. Mayor, good to have you as always. It is a bit of a solemn day, though, here on 9/11. I know the city had a ceremony earlier today and was led by the firefighters. I don't know how else to ask it except how was it?
Well, it was somber, it was solemn, and we came together to honor those who lost their lives on that day. The victims and the first responders were victims as well. They were running to help other people. And then really to remind people that there are thousands who are still being killed and injured by 9/11 because of all the illnesses that we're seeing develop in people who worked, especially in Lower Manhattan, the days, months after the attack. So it's a somber day, and it's one we should never, ever forget.
Where were you on that day?
I was actually on my way out. I was in Willard Airport and on my way to a meeting out there, and someone stopped my car going in, and they said, turn around and go home. And she was crying, and I didn't know why until I got back to the office.
Yeah, one of those moments, memories that will stay with us forever, wherever we were. Last week, a momentous occasion on the campus as former President Obama visited. You were there in attendance for a speech at Fullinger Auditorium. What was the experience like for you?
I have never experienced anything like that. It was an honor to be there. You know, he spoke for an hour, and I told everybody, other than, you know, there were interruptions for applause, I have never been part of an audience that was that quiet and that attentive for a 60-minute period. And the president was very serious with his message, and he reminded us that he was. And I just appreciated the message of it's time to find common ground and come together. And he reminded, you know, we're better than our country's been behaving lately. It was just a chance of a lifetime.
And obviously we see that playing out at the national level, but takeaways for local level as well with that kind of message?
I think it works on all levels. I mean, you know, I've been around long enough to remember years ago, especially with environmental issues, our local environmental victories, they were won by working with people of all parties, of all political persuasions, building coalitions, finding common ground, and working for a common goal. And I feel bad because especially young people these days haven't had that experience, but that's what I know works, and that's what guides me in my day-to-day activities as well. So I appreciated his message. It resonated with me. And if we're going to make progress, I think I agree 100% with President Obama.
Diane Marlin is with us. She's the Urbana mayor. Onto some city business. The auction for the Landmark Hotel has started today. And as these things go, may not know the results of it. This is an obvious statement until the auction is over. But are you privy to what's going on with the auction, or do you find out who wins the bid, if anybody bids at all, when it's all said and done, which is, I believe, Thursday?
We're not privy to anything. I will say the auction is going on. It started today. It'll go through Thursday. Most of the activity will be on Thursday if there is activity. I can say in the past year, though, we have met with, like I said in the paper this morning, about a dozen developers, hoteliers, hospitality folks who've come to town. They've come to see the city. We've provided whatever information we can give them. We have given them tours of the downtown. Sometimes we arrange tours of the hotel. So we've supported the process as much as we could. The hotel, though, is owned by a private individual, and he decided to put it up for auction for the second time. It's been on the market since 2015, and it's been closed since 2015. So it's in the hands of the auction house now, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, each time you go through something like this, it's a real clear indication of the true market value. And no matter who we talk to, and I have to say, I would say almost all of these people we talked to, I felt were just really legitimate, perfectly competent, capable developers, and they all said the same thing. The numbers have to work for a project to be viable there. And, you know, we all, from the city's perspective, is we want a high-quality, vibrant project at that site, and we'll see what happens.
And would the city like to help that developer, again, whoever wins it?
Well, that's, of course, the question they all ask, too. I mean, the project is in a TIF district. It's in an enterprise zone. Those are the two prime economic development tools that we have to use. And we, for the right project, we'd be willing to consider using them.
So there's a foundation already in place to give incentives to a developer.
Sure, sure.
It doesn't take a whole new act of council, in other words, to...
Well, in a case like this, a project like this, there would be probably a development agreement, which would need to be approved by council.
I see.
But,
all right.
But we do have some basic economic development tools that could be available to the right project. But the numbers have to work for the taxpayers of Urbana as well.
Diane Marlin with us for just a moment longer. Also last night at City Council, a proposal for a housing development in North Urbana, kind of the north edge of campus up there off Bradley. Mm-hmm. That went back into committee. Where would you like to see this go?
Well, the Committee of the Whole decided to keep it in committee. They had some questions. It was really the first time they had seen the full proposal. And it's a complicated one because it's a 40-acre development. It spans both Champaign and Urbana. On the Urbana side, it required a rezoning of one parcel, annexation of another parcel from the county into the city. So it was a complex, three different ordinances that were considered. So we'll be answering, staff and developers will be responding to questions that were raised. It'll come back to council or to the committee in 2 weeks.
Do you have any primary concerns with it?
No, I don't. I think it's contiguous development. It's certainly a parcel that has been farmland basically in everyone's memory. So it is developing an area of North Urbana. I think it will add to our population base and support further, hopefully, commercial development up there. I think that area needs a grocery store, use restaurants. You know, we need some services and businesses that support day-to-day life up in that area. So I would love to see that come in as well.
Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin with us here on the NewsHour. Appreciate always your time.
Thank you.
429 local news in a moment.